Commercial salmon fishing is getting underway in southeast Alaska, and many salmon runs are expected to be fairly good this year. KFSK's Hannah Floor reports.
Projections for salmon returns in southeast Alaska are up this year. Tritinus is the regional finfish coordinator for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
You know, with any forecast, it's only as good as until the fish start returning.
Take last year's pink salmon harvest, for example.
So last year, with that 19 million forecast in the poor category, we ended up with a harvest of around 48 million pink salmon. Needless to say, the forecast was a little off.
The purse seine fishery brings in the largest salmon harvest in the region because it's primarily a pink and chum salmon fishery. Pinks are the most numerous salmon species in southeast. The preseason forecast is for 19.2 million fish. That's just a little above last year's harvest estimate, but well under half of the actual harvest. Tina says the seine pink salmon harvest probably could have been even higher last year, but market conditions got in the way. Processors dropped pink and chum salmon prices and then quit buying early, saying the global salmon market was flooded. Last year, about 210 boats participated in the southeast purse seine fishery, but Tina says he expects fewer boats this year, given that the forecast for pinks is lower than last year's actual returns. Pink salmon generally return to their home streams after just 1 year in saltwater. That means there are two distinct runs of pinks, odd year and even year runs. Even year runs produce smaller returns.
And with a lower initial starting prices as far as price per pound goes, I would expect to see less effort than what we saw last year. Maybe as much as 200 boats, but possibly less.
Processors in Petersburg declined to comment on starting salmon prices this summer. Most chum salmon in the region are hatchery produced. Purse seining opened June 16th for some hatchery areas. Gillnetters targeting those areas also started fishing on June 16th.
I think overall, the hatcheries are generally expecting a good chum salmon return. So, and early indications are in the few areas where there's been some chum salmon caught already, it's actually looking pretty decent.
Tina says so far, harvest of hatchery chum show numbers are up around southeast. He says this harvest could be one of the best fishermen have seen in years. The wild sockeye harvest for the Stikine River near Wrangell is expected to be slightly above average at 130,000 fish. Returns for the Taku River near Juneau are expected to be better, at 200,000 fish. Managers are expecting above-average sockeye runs for the Chilcat and Chilkoot rivers near Haines. Coho salmon are hard to forecast because the fish spend varying amounts of time in freshwater before heading to the ocean. But Tina says that since both pinks and coho spend just 1 year in saltwater, they tend to trend together.
They're seeing similar marine environment. So if the ocean is very productive for that 1 year, they're going to do really well. So if it's very poor, they're going to do poorly.
The summer Chinook or king salmon troll fishery starts July 1st. Tinas doesn't have projections for the fishery, but he says he hopes king salmon numbers will be in line with other salmon returns. The spring troll fishery is open through the end of June. Tina says this year is a little slower than past years, as the hatchery kings seem to have shown up later than normal, and possibly in lower numbers than expected. But king salmon landings for the winter troll fishery came in at over 40,000 fish. Tina says that's higher than he's seen in at least 5 years. Tina says he suspects overall salmon projections are up this year because more fish are surviving while they're in saltwater. He says that's probably due to a whole bunch of different factors. In Petersburg, I'm Hannah Floor.